Okay, now we're going to talk about New Hampshire. Today, it had the honor of holding the first in the nation presidential primary, as it does every 4 years. But New Hampshire's not exactly representative of the nation, demographically at least. So what if another more representative state went first? Mark Hugo Lopez is director of Hispanic research at the Pew Research Center. Mark, visiting New Hampshire or Iowa, you might say they're not the most diverse places in the country and possibly not very representative of the nation. But how varied are they demographically?
Well, if we're talking about the Latino population, for example, in the case of Iowa, about 5% of that state's population is Hispanic. And in the case of New Hampshire, it's about 3%. So these states are states that have relatively small Hispanic populations. By the way, nationally, Hispanics make up about 18% of the nation's population. So they're not necessarily where you might expect them to be in the case of Hispanics. And the same thing can be said about African Americans or Asian Americans for both of those states. Nonetheless, these states have experienced something that is unique to the Hispanic experience. They've been states that have been destinations for Hispanic migrants, and as a result have seen their Hispanic populations grow, at least since the 1990s, doubling, sometimes even tripling, over the course of several decades.
So how much does this matter? There's been a lot of chatter about it recently, and certainly the demographics are pretty startling. But does it really matter in this political race?
It might matter in determining sort of who is in the lead, at least leaving the states of New Hampshire and Iowa. In the case, for example, of Bernie Sanders, there's been a lot of discussion that perhaps Bernie Sanders may not do as well in more diverse states, states like South Carolina, which is up next, which with a large African-American population, or say when we get to a state like Florida or even Texas, where Hillary Clinton did quite well in Texas in 2008. On the Republican side, we have a large Republican Hispanic electorate in Florida. So when the Florida primary comes up, you might see if Marco Rubio is still in the race, Marco Rubio do relatively well compared to other states. So these states with more diversity can perhaps shuffle the outcomes of primaries on the Democratic or the Republican side. But at the same time, it depends on who the candidates are who make it to those states, and we'll have to see what happens.
Which state currently best reflects the ethnic mix of the nation?
There's two states that I think are really good examples of this. So one state, for example, might be New Jersey. New Jersey is a state which has a large non-white population. You have a large African-American and a large Latino population, for example. It isn't a perfect representation of the nation as a whole, but it's a state that it has urban centers in addition to suburban centers, in addition to rural areas. So in many respects, a place like New Jersey might be one of those states that represents at least the demography of the country more closely than, say, Iowa or New Hampshire. Another state would be Illinois, another state with a large Hispanic and African-American population, both rural and urban population. So in some respects, Illinois, too, may be representative.
What do you think can be done to improve the primary system in terms of having primaries reflect more accurately the actual demographics of the country?
Well, some states have tried to push their primaries to be earlier. If you remember, a few years ago, Florida moved its primary to be actually ahead of the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary, but then Iowa and New Hampshire moved their contests earlier to beat Florida. But this is an interesting question because the nation is diversifying in a number of different ways, both in terms of the share that's foreign-born, in terms of its racial and ethnic diversity, and in the relative size of its youth population. Some states are much more youthful than others, and Iowa, for example, is not the nation's youngest state. So having a switch in or a change in perhaps which states go first might have an impact in drawing out or engaging certain segments of the U.S. electorate. We'll have to see what happens. I think it might be hard to change the current system, as many states seem to be resistant to change. But there certainly has been a desire on the part of some states to try to go earlier, Florida being the most recent example.
Mark Hugo Lopez is the director of Hispanic research at the Pew Research Center. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.